Grammar Girl here. Today's topic is single quotation marks versus double quotation marks. But first, we're sponsored by Audible, the internet's leading provider of audiobooks, with more than 75,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature, including fiction, nonfiction, and periodicals. For a free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/GG. First, let's talk about double quotation marks. Most people think of them as being for quotations, which they are, but they also have other legitimate uses. For example, double quotation marks are often used around the title of a short work, such as a magazine article or an episode of a TV show. The rules for longer works, such as books, are tricky. The Associated Press uses quotation marks, but the Chicago Manual of Style recommends italics, and the MLA handbook used to recommend underlining, but changed the preferred style to italics in the 2009 edition. Double quotation marks can also be used sometimes to indicate that a word is special in some way. I bet you've all seen quotation marks used as something called scare quotes, which are quotation marks put around a word to show that the writer doesn't buy into the meaning. For example, I could write this sentence. Women achieved, quote, equality, unquote, when they were granted the right to vote in 1920. The quotation marks would indicate that although women getting the right to vote was heralded as equality at the time, I don't think it was enough of a gain to merit the word equality. More often, though, scare quotes, which are also sometimes called sneer quotes, are used to impart a sense of irony or disdain. They're especially common in nasty political commentary, such as politicians, quote, care, unquote, about their constituents. Double quotation marks can also be used when you're writing a sentence and you want to refer to a word rather than use its meaning. For example, since I talk about words a lot, this comes up in almost every Grammar Girl episode. It's a style choice. You can use italic or double quotation marks to highlight words, but we use quotation marks on the Grammar Girl site because it takes a bit of extra time to italicize words in our content management system. A common mistake, however, is to use quotation marks to simply highlight a word in a sentence. The popular blog of unnecessary quotation marks does nothing but mock signs that misuse quotation marks in this way. For example, if you're promoting your gluten-free cookies and you put gluten-free in quotation marks, that actually means they have gluten. Those quotation marks are like the scare quotes I just told you about, remember? How equality in quotation marks doesn't actually mean equality? Stick with underlining or italics to simply highlight words. Now let's get to those more confusing single quotation marks. The most common reason to use single quotation marks is to quote someone who's quoting someone else. The rules differ in British English, but in American English, you enclose the primary speaker's comments in double quotation marks, and then you enclose the thing they're quoting in single quotation marks. You nest them with the double quotation marks on the outside and the single quotation marks on the inside. For example, imagine you're interviewing Aardvark for a magazine article about his harrowing ordeal with an arrow. And he says, "Squiggly saved my life," when he yelled, "Watch out, Aardvark!" You would write that as double quotation mark, "Squiggly saved my life," when he yelled, single quotation mark, "Watch out, Aardvark!" Close single quotation mark, close double quotation mark. The "watch out, aardvark" is in single quotation marks nested inside the sentence that's enclosed in double quotation marks. If you're ever in the extremely rare position of having to nest another quotation inside a sentence like that, you would use double quotation marks again for the third nested quote. There are at least a couple other ways to use single quotation marks. The Associated Press uses single quotation marks for quotations in headlines, and it's the convention in certain disciplines, such as philosophy, theology, and linguistics, to highlight words with special meaning by using single quotation marks instead of double quotation marks. When you're nesting your quotations, it can be hard to see a single quotation mark when it's immediately followed by a double quotation mark, so typesetters sometimes insert something called a thin space between the two. A thin space is exactly what it sounds like. It's a space that's thinner than a regular space. Finally, a frequent point of confusion is the difference between the words quote and quotation. Quote is a verb that means to repeat what someone else has said or written, For example, aardvark quoted Squiggly. Quotation is a noun used to describe what you're quoting, as in, Squiggly's quotation was inspiring. It's common to hear people use the noun quote as a shortened form of quotation, as in, I filled my notebook with quotes from The Daily Show. But that's technically wrong. It should be, I filled my notebook with quotations from The Daily Show. Now, I agree that the correct way sounds a bit pretentious, and given that a lot of reference sources have extra entries discussing how the misuse of quote for quotation is widespread, you aren't going to sound illiterate if you use quote incorrectly, but it's still good to know the difference and be precise, especially in writing. There's more to say about quotation marks, so next week I'll address how to combine them with other punctuation. As you know, this podcast is brought to you by Audible.com, the internet's leading provider of audiobooks, with more than 75,000 downloadable titles. I'm getting ready to go on a long road trip again for Labor Day weekend, so I'm choosing a bunch of audiobooks. I have some good nonfiction, Alphabet Juice by Roy Blount Jr., which is a hodgepodge of fun information about the English language, and some good fiction. NPR just came out with their list of the 100 best science fiction and fantasy books of all time, so I'm listening to Isaac Asimov's Foundation, which is number 8 on that list. If you're going on a road trip, get some audiobooks. The time between your destinations will fly by. And if you sign up for a new Audible account, you get a free 15-day trial and a free audiobook to keep. You can take it on that road trip. Support the show by signing up through audiblepodcast.com/GG. That's audiblepodcast.com/GG. And I'm Mignon Fogarty. I have some new books out, and I hear they're featured this week on back-to-school tables at Barnes & Noble. So if you happen to be in the store, check out Grammar Girl Presents, the ultimate writing guide for students, and Grammar Girl's 101 Words Every High School Graduate Needs to Know. That's all. Thanks for listening.